Matthew chapter 8, if I get it very well. Let me. The services here is something else. I tried to print this thing yesterday. It was in printing. Sorry. No, I said, okay, I will print in the church. But I don't know what happened to the printer this morning. It was giving me something else. Matthew chapter 14. I want us to read from 22 to 33. Matthew chapter 14. We read from 22 to 33. And straightway, Jesus constrained the disciples to go into the ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went on into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit." And they cried loud for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth in his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" And the last verse, "And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased." 33. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." May the Lord bless the hearing and listening and the reading of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Father, we are here before you. You are our great Redeemer. As the word of the song that we have said, that lyrics has said, Father, we are praying that you will guide us as pilgrims through this barren land in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are weak, but you are mighty. Hold us with your powerful hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Bread of heaven, feed us now and forevermore in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to hear your word at this time. The title is Overcoming Law and Limits. And today is the last Sunday in the month of September 2020. Therefore, Lord, we praise you for your preservation, for our preservation and our protection. Father, we praise you for our salvation. Lord, we praise you for the provisions that you have given unto us. We praise you, O Lord, for making us to see the end of September and beyond. And we praise you, O Lord, for your magnanimity. Lord Almighty, accept our praises in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word come with power. Let your word come with anointing. Amen. Father, at the end of the day, let your word do us good in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This word that we hear day in, day out will not arise against us on the day of judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Your word will do us good. Your word will transform us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I hide myself behind the cross and I pray, Father, that you will speak through me this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I will speak to magnify your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today is the last Sunday in the month of September. Some people have day in their diary as important days of their life, but they are not alive. They are in the grave. Some are alive, yet they are dead. Walking corpses. You will not be a walking corpse in the mighty name of Jesus. You will overcome every law and limits in the mighty name of Jesus. You see that passage that we read? He said, Jesus walking on water. Jesus overcoming the laws, the natural law. Anybody knows that if you walk on, if you step on water, what happens to you? You sink. So I don't think you need a degree in science or a degree in law to understand these natural laws. No, we don't. For instance, even a child knows on daily basis that if you let go of what you are holding in your hand, what's going to happen to it? It's going to fall. It's going to. If let's suppose this phone I'm holding, if I let it go, a child knows that it's going to fall. It's going to be on the ground. Even when you aid an object by throwing it up into the air, it still drops to the floor. It is known as what? Law of what? Gravity. God bless you. Anything that goes down must come down. That goes up must come down. So the laws of nature are stronger than the laws of man because the outcomes are clear and they are scientific. Those laws that have been put there by God, which we call laws of nature, put water on fire. Let that temperature rise to 100 degrees Celsius. What's going to happen to that fire, water? It starts to boil, it turns into vapor. Put it in the fridge. Let the temperature go down to 0 degrees Celsius. What's going to happen to the water? It turns to a solid. We all know that. Those are laws of nature. But another kind of laws is unwritten human laws. And we call them limits. Limits. We have often heard, particularly from newscasts, that someone was the first man from a group of humans to achieve a particular feast. For instance, I've heard of some ladies being the first ladies to occupy certain positions. No doubt about that. Like the first lady to attain a CEO position in a company, or to climb to a certain mountain, or operate a certain machine. For example, in Nigeria, Lady Funmilayo Ransome-Kuti was the first woman to drive a car in that country. It's written down. We also all know that Lady Hillary Clinton was the first woman to become a presidential candidate of a major political party in the U.S. We've also heard of the first African-American man or woman to be appointed to a position or elected to some offices. Examples abound everywhere. A very good example is the first African-American president of the United States, Barack Obama. We've heard about Kamala Harris as the first African-American woman to be a vice presidential candidate of a major political party in the U.S. In all this, there has been one common factor. And what is that factor? Those who overcome are those who dare the impossible. Recently, while I was performing my doctor's prescribed daily exercise of 45 minutes walking on the treadmill, I don't do it every day, but once a while I go there, and I know that once I go there, it's 45 minutes. But that 45 minutes is really very boring. I'll be looking at the time. Hey, she 45 minutes, no, take winning. But I tried to kill that 45 minutes by watching TV. So I watched on TV the testimony of a lady with African backgrounds who was appointed to be the CEO position of an organization in the U.S. here. She said when she saw the advert, she first thought it was not for her because she didn't see herself as qualified. First, she's a lady. Second, she's a lady of color. But reluctantly, she applied for that position at the urging of the Holy Spirit. At the same time, she never put hope on it. Then she received a call for interview and was shocked to hear during the interview that she was the person they were looking for. One, because she possessed experience both in Africa and in the U.S. And it was the first time that organization saw that combination of exposure. Today, she has reorganized that organization and she's doing well in that position. When Jesus walked on water towards the disciples who were in the boat, he did not think twice about what he was about to do. The law of nature says that he will sink as soon as both of his legs are in the water. But what is nature of God? What is nature to God, rather? Who created nature? God decides what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. No laws can hold him back. I want us to pray this morning. You will arise. Lord, because nothing can hold you back, from today, I refuse to be held back from my destiny. Go ahead and talk to God. Because nothing can hold you back, Father. Therefore, I refuse to be held back from my destiny. Let me tell you one thing. Jeremiah 29, very clear. Say, I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end and a future. When God created you, everything was perfect until the enemy came at night while men slept to sow tears. That's what the Bible says. It is the enemy that sowed tears into your life. What are those limitations that have been sown into your life? Nothing will hold your destiny back in the mighty name. From today, I refuse to be held back from my destiny. For my destiny is good. My destiny is excellent in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Nothing will hold my children back. Pray. Say it. Confess it. From reaching their destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat. So what are we saying? Peter got excited and wanted to walk on water also. So he thought of it twice. He concluded that he couldn't do it on his own. That was why he asked for permission from Jesus. And he obtained the permission. So as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he defied nature. He was walking on water. But for the brief moment he took up his eyes off Jesus, his natural brain reminded him that what he was doing was naturally impossible. And this translated to fear, and he began to sink. While he was looking at Jesus, no problem. But the moment he realized that, I am walking on water. Is this possible? Am I? Fear came. And he began to sink. So what do I need as a child of God to overcome limits and laws? Number one, I must not only be audacious, I must fix both eyes on Jesus. When the three Hebrew boys defied the law of the king by not bowing down to his golden image, they had their eyes fixed on Jesus. Daniel 3:17. It's because they have their eyes. They told the king, the God that we serve will do what? Will deliver us. But if that God did not deliver us, we are not ready to worship your what? Your image. They were fixed. Their mind was fixed. May your mind be fixed on Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So these guys knew that the natural law of burning fire was that if a human being is thrown inside that fire, he or she will burn to ashes. But they knew the God who created fire. Number two, it was the same attitude that made David to undertake what natural laws call a suicide mission. Suicide mission. By daring to fight a professional warrior who was not only a giant, but was well equipped. What did David go to that war with? Catapults and 5 small stones. 1 Samuel 17, 26 to 37, then verse 40. Read it when you get home. It was a suicide mission to anybody around. But because David has his eyes fixed on Jesus, the creator of human beings, he said, who are you? Defying the God of the armies of the living God. Everything that defies the armies of the living God in your life will be taken care of by the grace of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 3. It was the same attitude that made Daniel to defy the king's law by opening his windows 3 times a day and praying to God when the king decreed that no one should do that. Daniel chapter 4, chapter 6, 4 to 16. Read it when you get home. Daniel in the lion's den. It was the same attitude that made Esther to enter the king's presence uninvited, when she knew that she could be killed by doing that. Esther chapter 4 verse 15 and the whole of Esther chapter 5. Get home, read it. 15, she said, then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My mates and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And look at that. If I perish, I do what? I perish. How many of us have such faith? If I perish, she knows this thing can result in death. Well, I die. But I know the God that I serve. Did God disappoint her? No. In our time, we have seen a few who conquered limits and laws by undertaking daredevil activities in this our present time. It was this attitude that produced the first African-American president of the U.S. in 2008. When people like me, I was among the people saying that America is not matured enough for a minority to become the president of America. Mark you, that guy was elected twice. Initially, I didn't support him. I only supported him after he has won the election. I was supporting Hillary Clinton then. He said, America is not. But this man says, I have God who can do the impossible. And he went ahead. When you get home, I want you to Google Nick Walenda. N-I-K, that's his first name. Walenda, W-A-L-L-E-N-D-A. Nick Walenda. He was an American tightrope walker to walk over the Niagara Falls on a tightrope from the United States to Canada in 2012. The conditions were very clear. 20-story buildings deep. Can you imagine that? And below his rope was 700,000 gallons of rushing, cascading water. A fall from the rope would take him down to his death at a speed of 65 miles per hour. It took Nick years to even obtain the permission to do this at the Niagara Falls Park Commission. Only grants such permission once in a generation. When Nick was crossing, he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus by saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He made history by becoming the first person to cross on a tight rope near the base of the falls. When he arrived at the Canadian side, 2 border officers welcomed him to the country and stamped his passport, which was inside his pocket while he was crossing. When asked jokingly by one of the officers the purpose of his trip, he said, to inspire people around the world and to let them know that with Jesus, nothing shall be impossible. Brethren, reason why many of us don't make it today is not because God is not willing to help us, It's because we are too focused on unwritten laws and limits surrounding us. And we are too scared to try. That's the problem. Immediately you will see, I can't go there because of this, because of that. When you have Christ, nothing shall be impossible. Philippians 4:19. Say, I can do all things. Through who? Who strengthened me? Until Peter tried, he did not know that he could ever walk on water. Until we try, we will never experience some of the deep extents to which God can go to support us as his children. So the resources to back us up are properly lying fallow. But when we fix our eyes on Christ and take the next step, that will write our name in the history of books of achievers, with Christ, it is possible. It shall be possible unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be possible unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. God has not preserved you for nothing. Look at what David said in Psalm 16 as I conclude. He said, preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. He was able to preserve Peter. God preserved Daniel. He preserved David. He preserved Esther. He preserves you against COVID-19. Why won't you trust him? He said, oh my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, wasting after another God. You are one in Sunday school this morning. Why are you hasting after another God? Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. God will not forget you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my core. You maintain my law. The lions are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yes. I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I've set the Lord always before me. Because it is my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will do what? Rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let's be on our feet this morning. Say, Father, preserve me. Go ahead and talk to God. Preserve me, Lord, against every evil circumstance. Preserve me, Lord. I will not die. I shall live to declare your goodness, your glory, your good works. You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you, Lord. You are my Savior, I come. Preserve me. From today, I begin to overcome limits. I begin to overcome every law. Set to life. I am an overcomer because I'm a child of God. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer, Lord. I overcome limits in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, which area of your life are you experiencing limits? What is that thing that the enemy is telling you it is not possible? Bring it to God this morning. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You can overcome all limits. Don't let anybody discourage you from taking that giant step of faith. Take that giant step of faith. We have had stories of people trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And they start preparing. They start preparing. They start buying materials to take care of children, even when they are not pregnant. I have witnessed a situation where the lady just changed her conception of her husband and start calling her husband daddy. She called the life of daddy into her husband. That very year, God answered him. What is it that you think it is impossible? This is a lady that has been told there was a particular medication that was prescribed for them. When she got to the pharmacist encouraged her. I said, I use that medication as well. It is prescribed for me. But do you know what? It never worked. That pharmacist never had any child. This, my sister, is a mother of a son today. That son is already in college. What is it? What have you been told that it's not possible? It is possible. You will overcome limits. You will overcome limitations. Every law you will overcome. For the Lord will preserve you. Because you will put your trust in Him. As He preserved Peter, walking on water. As He preserved Daniel against lions. As He preserved David against Goliath. As He preserved Esther against that evil law. God will preserve you. He has already been preserving you. He has made you to be what you are today. COVID-19 has ravaged the whole country. The entire world. So many people inside their graves. But the Lord has preserved you. He will not go behind you. He will not go against you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Are you there this morning? You want to give your life to Christ? This is an opportunity. So that God can preserve you. So that you begin to overcome limits. Talk to God this morning. Tell Him you are surrendering your life to Him. Tell Him, I surrender my life to you, Father. Take control. I can't do it on my own. I want to be born again. The word says, any man in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Let newness of life come upon me this morning. Father, Lord, we thank you for your children. We thank you for making impossibilities to become possibilities. We thank you for making us to overcome limits and limitations. Thank you, everlasting Father. Father, as from today, we receive the faith to take decisions that will glorify your name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We will not do it the way the world does it. We will do it according to what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even when it is contrary to what people are thinking, when it is contrary to the common law, we will only abide by your decisions and by your words, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. God bless you. It is well with you. Please, you can have your seat. I want to please encourage you to please bear with us this morning. We might exceed our 1 hour, maybe about 15 minutes. Just bear with us. The Lord Almighty will make things to work for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Please don't forget tomorrow prayer. At 9:45. It's the National Prayer of the Dream Christian Church of God, North America. And when we come together like that and raise our voices, you know, we all know that prayers are answered. Your prayers will be answered in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring that limits and limitations before the Lord. 9:45, our own time. 1-856-799-9014. And God will answer your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. On Tuesday is digging deep. Let's come together. Let's dig deeper into the word of God. And as we do that, blessings shall be multiplied upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, Thanksgiving is fast coming, is fast approaching. It is on the 29th, you know. Last Thursday in the month of November. So we still have about a month and a half. November 26th, thank you. It's November 26th. Time is 10 a.m. Let's come and show gratitude to God. And as you come, you shall be highly blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So please, it's not just for us. It's a program for every of our family members, of our friends that we know. We will finish quick so that you can go back home to quick the Thanksgiving dinner. And as you do that, the Lord Almighty will continually bless you. Say a better amen. Lord will guide us as a great Redeemer through this world, this barren land, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.